We'll move on to the next agenda item, number 8. It's the airport's future, discuss usage, marketing, and revenues. And I think perhaps we would start off with someone who would bring us up to date to what happened to the Board of Supervisors meeting this week.
Well, I guess by default.
I'm putting it to you.
That would be me. Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday. I made the presentation to the board recommending that the amendment be made with KMPI that would essentially relieve them of the $10,000 annual payment that they're making to the county, but clarify that they are responsible for the possessory interest. And if they, when they get into a position of turning a profit, we would get whatever profits to bring it up to the $10,000 less the possessory interest charge. The Board of Supervisors did not approve that amendment. Rather, the board took the action to make sure that the possessory interest charge, both retroactively and in the future, KMPI is reimbursed for the possessory interest charge, but the $10,000 payment from KMPI was still remaining in the agreement. That's the short version of what happened at the board meeting yesterday. So those were the actions the board took. They did not approve relieving them of the $10,000. And as you'll recall, I had it worded in such a way so that, you know, we would start getting their profits. So anyway, that's what the board did yesterday.
So, Mr. Benson, I was kind of curious.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I was right.
It's for the recording.
Thank you. Do you have any sense of what the rationale was on the? I mean, I understand you're not reading their mind, but just in terms of what they said.
You don't have to be a great mind reader. I think my interpretation of where the board was at on that was that they felt uncomfortable altering the terms of an agreement that had been signed and approved. That. Like changing the rules and no one else would have a chance to, this is what we set up, this was our agreement, and now we're changing the rules, making it easier. I think where the board was going was that if we're going to go changing that parameter, that we should rebid the contract and see where the chips fall there. But again, it was the uncomfortableness of saying, yeah, we have an agreement, and you're going to pay us, and then, oh, well, throw out the $10,000. Okay. That's kind of my take on it. My recommendation was strong that I felt it was the right thing to do to relieve KMPI. I did bring to their attention that your committee had also reviewed it and approved it, and you know, no secret, I also said this gang is not a group of pushovers. but nevertheless, the board went in a different direction.
Okay.
Excuse me, Rick. No, you think the auditor had something to do with that, though?
The auditor's point was that to forgive things in arrears would
That's
be...
That's what I meant.
But I thought I made it very clear. We were not discussing forgiving anything in arrears. That was not part of the discussion, so I thought that the auditor wasn't helpful, but...
Well, no, I was reading that what he was really saying is that you better figure out some creative way to handle this if you're forgiving a debt which is owed to the county.
In arrears, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was never the intent of what we were doing, and I tried to make that clear with the auditor. But the auditor did not have any discussion with me or anyone prior to that board meeting. So when he got up to speak, that was the first I had to analyze it on the fly, too, because I hadn't heard from him. He hadn't expressed any concern. And our process is that went, you know, through the system. So I would have hoped he would have expressed any concerns he had prior to the board meeting so that I could have fully addressed it with him. But, yeah.
Rick, so the intent of the board was to figure out a way to forgive in arrears all the possessory interest tax?
Possessory interest, because it was felt that was, And it was. I can say without any question from our negotiations, we didn't realize that we thought that they wouldn't have to pay the possessory interest. And it was after that agreement was signed that it came to our attention. There is no way to waive the possessory interest. So it was like dropping a bomb on KMPI that they weren't expecting, and we didn't really intend to drop on them. So the board felt that that was only fair to relieve them of the possessory interest, since they weren't expecting that.
And my understanding is that there's no mention of possessory interest tax in the agreement between KMPI and the county. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct. But I know that the topic came up during discussions, and we thought, again, we didn't realize exactly what our limits were as far as what we had. And the reason we can't waive the possessory interest, and it makes perfect sense after you look at it, that's not our money to waive. The county only gets a small portion of that, of anyone's property tax, including possessory interest. So those are funds that go to the school and some other, you know, some other purposes. So that's why the county can't waive it, because it's not ours to waive. And even though the schools would be totally backfilled by the state, it's still the state then is taking the hit for us waiving the possessory interest. So it makes perfect sense in retrospect. And I, myself, as well as county council, we both have had this discussion. Well, that goes into the database of things that we learned about contracts and possessory interests and what we can and can't do.
Okay. Committee members, Ruth, apparently you were at the meeting. Do you have anything you would like to contribute?
Well, my take was that I did not feel that this subject should have come to us for a decision. And I said I did not abstain from voting, but at the same time, we did not enter into the contract. This is strictly a contract between the county and KMPI. And so, therefore, it shouldn't be put upon us to even have any suggestions on how, you know, what stand we would take, because it isn't anything we have any control over. And my criticism was of the county, because I feel and stated that if you're going to have someone have a contract with the county has to do something to enhance the facilities where you can make a profit. And my example is, they did overkill on firehouses for $1 million apiece. Why didn't they look into building 2 commercial hangars out here to where there was access to rent out commercial leases to help KMPI? What has the county done? Look how long it took just to get cracks filled out here. That was the county's responsibility. I mean, I look at the county's responsibility, and they have not held it. And that's why I brought up the issue of the $150,000. It's been ignored for 2 years that I know of, and I don't know about prior to that. But I want to see the airport be successful, and I want to see whomever has the contract with this airport be able to operate and make a profit. And they should be able to, but the county has got to pitch in and do something to help out with it. And that's where I come from. And I have no problems expressing my opinions.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other committee members?
Yeah.
Joe?
I just wanted to say, Ruth, that I talked with Janet Bibby last night, and she looked back through the rules that had enabled this committee. And in fact, talking about contracts and so forth was one of the things that were specifically in there, you know, for us to be able to weigh in upon. So that's what she found, at least as I understand it.
Well, that may be, Joe, but there isn't one of us sitting here that could tell the county they could forgive or forget. I mean, we don't have that power. This is an item that we may have an opinion.
Exactly.
But the opinion is really worthless, because it's actually a contract between the person leasing and the county. It isn't between us.
Of course not. I do totally understand that.
Yeah.
I guess what Janet was saying was that this committee can make recommendations regarding contracts, okay, for the board to consider. I mean, that's part of my understanding is part of what this committee is about is to thoroughly bring many different viewpoints to bear upon anything that relates to this airport and forward that information to the County Board of Supervisors.
But once again, you did.
I'd like to cut this short, please.
I questioned whether or not you were involved when the decision was made as to where the contract went out, and I understand you were. And but I still feel that anything of this nature, you can have an opinion, but you can't make a decision.
Can we leave it at
sure.
that?
You bet.
Any other committee members have anything? Members of the public? Tim?
Since I'm becoming a historian on this committee without being on it ever, I want to remind people that the contract with KMPI came out the morning, was released to the public the morning it was voted on. No one had time to review it. When I saw it, I saw huge gaps, both from KMPI's side as well as the county's, and I went, why didn't we review this more? And so that's what you're dealing with right now, is a lack of review process. And I was equally surprised. I didn't make the meeting last time. I would have had I known Rick was going to do a presentation. Equally surprised, this committee was asked to weigh in on something they were just given and not even, you know, a week to review. They should have been sent it early so they could look at the budget compared to the old one and have a more meaningful decision made, not just that night, here you go.
That amendment, as you know, was given to your committee, and then you asked for another month to look at it. So the committee had it for a full month.
We didn't have that budget that Rick put out. That's what they were asked to look at and vote on.
The amendment.
We saw the amendment plenty of time, but did not see the financials from from KMPI.
That's a big deal.
Explain yourself, Tim.
Rick, Tim has the floor. You'll have a chance.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying this in the positive for KMPI, possibly. Had this committee had more time to review it, it could have weighed in and said, I think I see a solution here. Here's a way to make more money and cover the possessory interest tax, which I think is only $2,000 anyway. It's not what we used to pay on it. So I just think, if we move a little slower, we might get to our goal more accurately than doing these last-minute things. And it might save a lot of grief, like we're going through right now.
Rick, you have the floor.
Do you want me to respond to the letter?
I think that would be the most important thing that we can talk about.
Okay. Well, first, I'm just happy to make Tim's whole life today by giving this letter to you. I know how much it... I hope he doesn't drink too much tonight because, you know, it could be dangerous for him.
No, sir.
The other thing is, this isn't a huge document to review. I don't know how much time you would need, Tim, but, I don't think it's that big of a deal to review it. Maybe a month would be appropriate for you with one page. First of all, the history of this airport goes back to about 13 years ago when Doug Balmain first approached me. And he said that, hey, Rick, I got this great idea. Why don't you run the airport? And I said, why would I want to do that? But anyway, it started way back then. And it kept on going until the fact that they finally decided that they were going to have a private do it because they were going to shut it down because they didn't want to have people out here. I personally thought that was a bad idea at the time. Visitors come to Mariposa. They need to have a place to fly into. They need to have a place to drive into. I mean, when you shut down the bridge, or when you didn't have a road 140 to the Yosemite, it was a very bad thing. So basically, I looked at this as a community service project. I never really thought I'd make a lot of money at the airport. I mean, with $100,000 in gross revenues or something near that, I mean, for me, it's hard to imagine that anybody would think that they would get rich running the airport. But I thought I could make a difference and make the airport a lot better. The first thing that we did is we remodeled the terminal. Everything you see in here, the windows, the floor, the furniture, the granite, the bathrooms, the we did it all, okay? That was pretty nice. We got a lot of thank yous from the advisory board. Oh, that's right. We didn't. Then we remodeled the house out there. It was a piece of garbage, and now it can actually be used. It's very nice. We put in new decking. I don't know if you guys remember, but there were holes in the decking. Someone could fall, sue. You know, there was no access. And by the way, Jesse did that himself, manually. Then we decided that a rent-a-car was needed, because, you know, Hertz or Enterprise is what we had originally. And that wasn't really acceptable, because you had to pay an extra $70, you had to call in advance, and you may or may not know if you're going to be able to fly that day. So it was a disaster. So we put in a rent-a-car business. Then we added a rent-a-plane business. And that was for flight school. And the idea with that was to get enough people involved in flying, learning to fly, enjoying flying. So what you would end up doing is having a lot of people who have a pilot's license who could then rent the plane. So I think all those are real good ideas as far as making money. None of that really worked as far as getting it, but we got pretty close. This last year we were at a $10,000 loss. So I really think that my mistake in this whole process was thinking that I was doing something really good for the community. And I think that was a mistake, because the level of appreciation we got for doing that was that Jesse got skewered every time he came in front of this board from that man, and no one stood up to him. No one stood up to him. You know, you can yell at me all you want. Don't yell at Jesse. I mean, Jesse's one of the greatest people in the world I know. And I think the way he was treated was abysmal. And no one stood up for Jesse.
Hey, Rick, can I stop you right there? You haven't been to but one meeting in the last year and a half that I've never
that's
seen.
That's true.
So,
and I
so
wonder why.
Please don't.
I wonder why.
Please don't speak for nobody sticking up for Jesse.
Okay.
George, Rick has the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
That,
I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, we asked for relief of the $10,000 that Tim so graciously got put into the contract originally. We paid the $22,000 every year, and the $10,000 I thought was very reasonable. And basically what it was is, we're losing money, help us out. Don't make us pay the $10,000 unless we turn a profit. And then what I got in return, and I know that some of these aren't you, but you know, we got a lot of press that was very bad about it. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wait a minute, I'm trying to do a community service here and I'm getting ripped one. I gotta get the hell out of here. This is ridiculous. Is this how you treat somebody who's helping? I put $170,000 of my own money into this project, and the level of appreciation I've gotten and the treatment of Jesse, yes, has not been well received by myself. We're leaving, and by the way, I don't know. This was really interesting, but in one of the things that it said in here from the public was it cited Section 6, promissory interest, lessee. I don't know if any of you saw that. But the only people that could have even seen the original contract out here would be the advisory board. And I'm surprised that somebody would put something that wasn't in our contract saying it was. You know, I mean, and it had to come from the advisory board. So that really offended me. And Ruth, I don't know when I said that if I didn't get this $10,000, I wouldn't cancel the contract.
At our last meeting?
I did not say that. Could you review the minutes and see that? I never said that.
Rick still has the floor. Joe?
I was just asking him whether or not if he'd be willing to. Let me ask him a question.
The question's at the end.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we're leaving at the end of the year, hopefully sooner. Hopefully they can find somebody else to take over the airport. We're leaving it in much greater shape than we found it. And Tim was really concerned in the beginning about the fuel. How dare the county give us a full tank of fuel? The county just made $24,000 on that bad idea, Tim, because I'm going to refill that fuel tank and give it to the county at $5.50 a gallon, where I got it at $5.20 a gallon. Think about it. That's a pretty darn good deal. The county made out really well. So with that, do you have any questions, Joe?
Actually, I have a number of questions.
Joe, you have the floor.
Thank you. So I have questions and comments, both. Question is, I didn't quite understand what you were talking about with regard to the promissory note, that little thing you just read. It's not clear to me. Oh, so this is part of a letter to the editor?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm saying is only somebody from the airport advisory would have had access to the original contract that we did not agree to.
Well, my suspicion is that was back when I recommended that we choose you, Rick. That was my recommendation. That we as a group choose you. I remember that was floating around, so I would think anybody might have subsequently gotten a copy, just as a thought. So that's the question. Then there are just a couple of comments, if you don't mind. Number one is we did, in fact, attempt to censure Mr. Wimberg for his conduct with regard to Jesse. Okay, so that's one thing that happened. Informally, all of us, including William Brandel, who's no longer on this committee for many of the same reasons that Jesse is not here, and doesn't want to be here, William personally went to Tim and asked him to restrain himself. There's a limit to what we can do. We have the tools we have are to try to pass some sort of motion, which failed, and to bring peer pressure, which we did. I thought, and I have said, that I thought the KMPI has done an excellent job here. When Janet contacted me last night for clarification of what we voted on and what we did in the last meeting, my comment was, gee, I thought everybody was supportive of exactly what Mr. Benson and Rick was trying to do. Certainly I was. I don't remember anyone even expressing any doubts at the time. I'm really not sure what we can do. The discussion that I had with Janet revolved around the fact that I felt personally that you were giving a very good faith effort in trying to make this airport a success in terms of trying to find ways of being profitable, that it was up to us. Hence my comment about having a standing agenda item looking at the airport profitability, up to us to help to try to work that out, to find ways, to be inventive, to support you. And in the absence of you being here, we have no guarantee that anyone else coming in would do as good a job. And if nobody else comes in, we're back to having volunteers run the airport. So I saw you as doing an outstanding public service myself, personally, as a member of this committee. And I'm just really disappointed. I'm sure it was a blow to you, but I'm a little disappointed that you reacted so quickly and so strongly without any discussion with us. Those are my comments.
Mr. One thing about the commercial hangars that you're talking about is we looked into hangars, and the cost of the hangars never, ever are paid for with the low rents that you guys pay out here. No way. The county's not going to do it. They shouldn't do it. It's not going to happen. Those hangars are so expensive, and when you figure out at 2% interest, you couldn't possibly pay it back with what you guys are paying out here. So if you think that there's going to be more hangars to make more revenue, I don't know how.
Well, couple ideas.
Mr. Jones, you wanted
sorry.
to be
Yes.
Next.
First of all, Rick, I think you've done a great job out here.
And you said that, Merlin, and I appreciate that. You said it at the board meeting also.
Second of all, I've been in your shoes.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
When a person has done a service, and you know what I've been involved in.
I know.
The Hill.
I know.
And lots of times, the general public does not know how much a person's energy is put into it. And sometimes when you get kicked...
over and over by Tim?
But he does that with everything.
And wait. And I'm new on this board. As a liaison between. So I've got a lot to learn here. This is only my second meeting. But I understand completely where Rick is coming from, and I would hope that at least it won't interfere with our relationship.
Oh no.
Because I know what he's been through, and the first person I called last night was Doug Balmain. And to make a profit at this airport, and I was on the phone to three other airports, to make a profit here is going to be one tough cookie if it ever happens. And that's from the other three airports. And Doug and Farron have been around for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to thank him personally for everything he's done. And I'd like to visit with you later.
Thanks.
Thank you.
George?
Okay. Rick, I want you to know that... there's, as far as members of this committee is concerned, there are several of us that went above and beyond the call to help your business survive. And that was largely through the airfare that we recently did. Helping share and make promotional ideas. We wanted to have the airplane fly that day, kids, or have some type of promotion that you could do that day. It wasn't available for maintenance reasons. You weren't prepared to do that. So for all the best efforts of trying to promote your business and trying to promote the airport, some things have fallen through the cracks. And it's hard to make a profit when those things aren't foreseen or prepared for. And having said that, I mean, you mentioned that this is a community service. And most people open a business because it is something that's near and dear to their heart and they want to do the community thing and so forth. But the number one goal for having a business is what?
Ask Tim.
Now I'm asking you. You're a businessman.
For it to be successful.
And how is that?
It has to show a profit.
It has to show a profit, exactly. So I kind of take a little bit of... maybe not offense, but shock that you're doing this as a community service rather than as a business, when there were a lot of opportunities to employ the ideas of people that are around Jesse, around Sharon, around you, or whatever, to help in that regard. And I think a lot of people tried to do that. So I don't want you to think that this is a us against you or you against us, or, you know, if you have a beef with Tim is his own man, okay? I would like to see you reconsider it, and I don't know if there's a way that you could or renegotiate with the county or what have you, but the airport needs somebody, and they need somebody like your group of people with their hearts in the right place. But they have to do it with a business acumen in mind also. And that's where...
Well, one thing, Kevin, you know, contacted me several times, and I've been contacted by several different people. Rick has contacted me several times. And I just want you to know that I'm insulted. I guess, to think that you would think that I did this for a profit or that I thought that I was going to make a lot of money. I mean,
I didn't say a lot of money. I said for a profit. A business is only in business to make a profit.
I'm a very successful businessman. This is insignificant as far as the amount of money that I control over the year.
Okay.
Very insignificant. It was totally community service. I love Mariposa County. I don't love this airport anymore. Okay?
Okay.
I want to make that clear that I was raised here.
Yeah.
I love this county, uh-huh. and I'm going to do anything I can to help this county. But my community service to this airport is done. I've completed it.
Okay.
And I put 4 years in here. I've improved it. I've done my job.
Okay. Well, then, as a community service, that's why you fail.
Great.
So,
Joe?
So, Rick, I just wanted to say that in conversations that we had with Jesse early on, you know, Jesse made it clear that he did not expect this airport to be profitable for a considerable period of time. That why he, at least, was doing it was because he liked the airport. He flies here, you know. He was personally committed to it, and he implied whether or not I think he implied my reading of it was that he had urged you to do this, you know, because of his own very strong interest in wanting to provide, you know, for this the continuation of the airport. He saw it as a chance, you know, when the airport was floundering, you know, to keep this thing going. I can understand why you might be hurt right now, you know, with this kind of reaction from the Board of Supervisors. I personally feel hurt that I'm being attacked by you right now as a member of this committee when I think I have done everything I could along the way to compliment you, talking to my supervisor, Janet Bibby. You know, I have been nothing but complimentary of what you've done. I can't control, I attempted to control Mr. Wemberg by talking to my supervisors, you know, my supervisor about it. You know, the reality is he's a public citizen and he can come here, you know, and say what he needs. But I personally talked to William Brandle when he was the chairperson about being able to turn Mr. Wemberg off after a certain period of time, and that we would overwrite him, and that I would make a point of order if he took too long in making his points. You know, it's a public process, I guess, Rick, you know, that we deal with here. It's the very opposite of being arbitrary. And so even though we might not like something personally, we may not actually have the right to censor it, you know, or just shut it down. And I can understand Jesse not liking it, but I'm honest about it. I think that you've done a good job. I really wonder whether or not we can find anyone who will begin to replace you, not in terms of running the airport, but in terms of your intentions. So I, too, would urge you to reconsider this.
Anyone else? Ruth?
Pat.
Pat?
Even before you started running the airport, I went into town. I'm not much of a speaker at all. I took 3 years of speech, and I still couldn't even read my own material at school. But I got up there, and that was hard. And I voted. I gave every ounce of what I had to get you voted in here and not the other man that wanted to come in. And as far as Jesse goes, I think he's, you know, one of the heroes of this town. And you, too, for taking this airport on, because it doesn't make any money. But for you to stand there, you really hurt. That hurts, because we did stick up for you. I mean, just because Tim's got a race, his mind has a race with his mouth, and his mouth always wins. We try to shut him up all the time, when Jesse's here, when anybody's here. Because his intentions are in the right place, but he's not a people person. Like I said, he really goes at it the wrong way. If he if he takes some courses maybe on how to speak with people, it might help him immensely. But, you know, we can't shut him up. He is the public. You know, he does have a right to say something. And we're shy of me getting on a ladder and beating him up. There's nothing else we can do. You know, it's kind of hard. We're stuck here. But it really hurts. That hurt what you said about us not sticking up for Jesse, because we do all the time. Even after the meeting, we go after him. You know, there's only so much we can do. And we do love having you here. You just don't know it.
Thank you, Pat. Ruth, you had something?
I do. I've always had a lot of respect for you, Rick, and I'm very disappointed that you took the approach to us as you did. I really don't think it's fair, because I do respect you, and I have defended you, and my input yesterday was more in defense of you than the county, because I feel that the county could help you more than they have. As far as Tim, Tim's a very intelligent man. Yeah. I have no problems with him. And I feel that a group of adults should be able to be civil with one another. I have seen William Brandel insulting to him that I don't know why he took it. And I would defend Tim any time, because I think he has much to offer. And I think that we as adults should understand that. And I am sorry that you're not going to continue. But I did understand you to say to us at the last meeting, and you'll look on the tape, that you were standing there and said, well, it is not my intention to break my contract. So check it out. But that's what I heard. But I am sorry to hear you be as upset as you are, because I don't think that we as a group deserve that. I really don't. I feel that the people here in a year and a half that I've been attending these meetings, I would say we're definitely on your side. So, I'm sorry.
Deanna?
Well, I haven't been on this committee very long, so I can't speak as a committee member, but I can speak as a member of the community, as a pilot, as a renter, as a buyer of fuel. I can tell you that I appreciate what you and Jesse and all of KMPI have done. You guys have done an amazing job, and I hope that you reconsider.
Anyone else? Tim?
Yeah, I think it's terrible that people want to make me the focus of this, because
just keep it positive.
It's ridiculous. I look at this budget that Rick gave out at the last meeting, and I see potential there. I mean, I see places where they could save money. They nearly broke even, and I can see $10,000-$20,000 that could be taken out of that. I also have to say that there are no airports that I've ever seen, small airports, in my whole life of 30 years of flying, where somebody made money that didn't work at the airport. So I agree with you. It would be a very hard climb for you and Jesse to pull money out of here every month or every year even. All the airports I've been to, there are a couple of hardworking people that don't make a lot of money, but they love airplanes and aviation and people and gardening and filling cracks and pulling weeds and spraying weeds and cleaning the place up. And they just love it. And I know somebody could work here and make $40,000 a year, no benefits. And that's kind of what happens at all the small airports. Now, with luck, location like we have, and other things, an international marketing expert, I think you could make more than that even. But it would not be enough for two guys, one living in Escondido and one with about 8 enterprises going, Jesse with 4 or 5 enterprises going, to pull money out of here. You would only be making money while you're here. That's because it's a small business, just like a market or something, a convenience store. And you work your tail off. Sometimes people say thanks, sometimes they don't. Guys that would come in here all the time and say, how come your fuel is so high? Because another airport is lower, a little bit lower. But then five guys come from Bay Area and go, I love your fuel prices because you're 80 cents less. So you get compliments, you get derogatory things, you let them roll off. You get critical people that can count real well and say, how come you're charging that much when it should be 10 cents less, and so on. But that's the way airports are. And I have to say, I think that you're exaggerating, and Jesse, if I ask a critical question, maybe it makes people uncomfortable, but it's a real question, and I'm trying to get the answer. I think you did a good job with the fixing up the office. Sharon's great with people. Steve is a personable guy that no one complains about. So I'm real surprised if you're doing it as a hobby for Jesse and a service for you that you wouldn't just keep doing it, because you can break even here, I think, and this committee can help you. I have suggestions. You could break even and have fun doing it, but you're not going to make money. A check is not going to be sent to Escondido unless some major change takes place here. I agree with you. So I'm sorry that you feel that way about me. I'm not that horrible of a person, although I have offended numerous people, and they have offended me. I let it roll off. Like Ruth is saying, the stuff I took from William, I got a two-page letter I'll send to everybody if you want to see it. I'm saying that I'm akin to the devil, practically. And it's just not true, and it's inaccurate. So I think it's part of the whole cult thing that goes on in Mariposa. There are certain cliques that organize, and they have to find a demon to blame, and that's what's going on here. But anyway, I thank you for what you did. I really think you could swing it if you want to try again, especially if you can get Rick to give you more money.
Thank you, Tim. Anyone else? Brad?
I've been away from it for some time, so certain things have escaped me, either mentally or I'm not, involved. But anyway, at the time this was taking form and formation, I had second thoughts on it, not because of you, just because of the county not staying with the airport. And being involved as I was to that degree, and everybody has an opinion on that, I'm sure, but anyway, I really felt that the county really should have either kept a bigger hand in what was going on if we were going out, and or do the organization within the county itself. I've come out of large airports, Martin Aviation in Orange County, I just say that one, but anyway, and was director of flight operations down there. But we had our issues, like everybody does. I think you did a wonderful job myself with what you had to work with. And it's unfortunate that we're at this point now, and I'm going to just cut to the chase. But I think as everyone spills out their feelings and the knowledge that they have and such, that this may be a spot that we can turn this around and make it work and work better, and especially for you. That's going to be your choice out of this, obviously. But I really think that, we're going to have a hell of a time getting somebody anyway near as good as you are and who you have. And so this came as a shock to me. But I've been shocked in my life. I've been married 3 times. Anyway, about 30 years on this one.
Yeah, right.
I think, But anyway, so... I think everyone here should rethink this and discuss it with other people that would be involved in this, whether it's the pilot group or this group or that group and such, and just see what the major problems are and then address each one and work on it. If everyone is pitching in on this, it might not work. But
I would volunteer an opportunity. One day a week. I'd volunteer one day a week.
I've offered to Jesse, too.
Yeah, I would do that. I did it before.
I was going to ask Rick, wasn't it stated yesterday at the meeting that he can cancel and reapply for a new lease to get
that $10,000 out of the way?
I
understood something, some discussion there.
I felt it was important, if I may, Mr. Chair, I felt it was important that I alert the board that the contract had an escape clause, 180-day escape clause, and that, you know, it would be totally within KPM right to vacate the contract. I think it was, but when you do that, there is no way to compel anyone to rebid and go after a new contract. And, you know, that's entirely up to them, but if we do put it out for rebidding, and that'll be a board decision, you know, yes, you're right, they could bid on it, but I don't think...
But it was just something I understood.
Yeah.
That would be one way to remedy the situation.
And I think that may have been an assumption of at least some of the board members, and I don't, again, I do not speak for the board.
You've said that many times, you know that.
I remember that.
But
you're right.
If I also may, I just don't want to be conspicuous by my absence of comments. I've already made my feelings, I think, very clear to Rick.
Yes.
He knows where I'm at on this, so I'm not going to reiterate, though I guess I could say ditto to most of what's being said here, but... again, Rick and I have already had our own conversation. Mm-hmm. His role and the contribution I think he's made to the community.
Joe?
Sorry, I don't want to hog the floor here, but I remember, Rick, that you, Rick Benson in this case, is who I'm talking about, as opposed to Rick Rose.
Too many Ricks.
Yeah. That when there was some discussion shortly after the contract had been awarded, do you remember that? You were at a meeting. The contract had been awarded to KMPI several months previously, and there was some maneuvering going on about maybe they shouldn't be able to have the contract after all. And you stood there, you know, and I just want to point this out to you, because I'm not sure why you see this as a hostile audience, Rick Roche, in this case. You know, Rick Benson stood up and, you know, basically said this. He said, KMPI has gone well beyond their responsibilities. Before they've even started their contract, they have put money into the running of this airport. They have paid people to be here, okay? They have paid people to work in the airport even before their actual date of start of contract. Okay, they've demonstrated. You remember saying this?
I remember. I don't remember why it came up somewhere, but yes, I did.
You know, he said they have demonstrated good faith, and they, as long as they have demonstrated good faith, I personally am not going to do anything to try to avoid this contract. Okay, so there have been a number of people who have stood behind you, Rick. I'm really more surprised than anything that you're with your attitude. I mean, if you have a certain attitude towards Mr. Wimberg, you know, I can understand that. But I honestly find the level of your anger to be kind of incomprehensible. Okay, I'm done.
Anyone else?
It's not an agenda item, and I don't know if we've gone past public comment, but it just strikes me, I've been trying to process what Rick just said.
I know, it's blowing me out of the water.
I guess my thought is,
he doesn't come to the meeting, so he doesn't know.
You know, if Jesse had come to the meetings regularly, you know, and some of this had been vented and understood, then it may not have come to the kind of nuclear holocaust we just had here.
I know. Exactly.
Well, you know? Here's the thing, though, Joe. When he's in business to make money. If he was making money, this would not have happened.
Well, yes.
Right?
So. Right.
So when he said, that's why I was saying, as a point, if you're in business as a community service, you're not going to be successful. You have to make money. That creates the success because everybody has a good feeling about the process, the services, the people. They come to you. That's how you make money.
I think that's what everybody's big surprise is to hear Rick Roush say he's not in it for the money.
Well, yeah. I had to call him on that. I'm sorry. That was just the way it has to be. If you're making money, then people are happy because that's customer service and that's what you get out of it. So,
okay.
So, you know, I still have a question.
Go ahead. Deanna?
This is, Rick's letter is addressed to the Board of Supervisors, so this means that we're getting a copy. So that means it already went to the Board of Supervisors.
Based on the gentleman that were here, I think that would be a fair assumption.
He didn't even date the letter, though. Did you notice that?
There's a date.
I'm
here.
Not sure. It's
July 9th
is
today.
It is a totally legal document.
Shock therapy for us?
A notice of intent.
Oh, I don't see it.
Not on my copy.
I'm sure Steve Dalen will be taking a look at it.
It's on mine.
It must be a different color ink or something. Next supervisor and Rick. They
got the draft copy.
Well, my question is this what happens now if it's gone to the Board of Supervisors? What happens?
Maybe he wanted to ratify us.
It has gone to them.
No, I don't think so.
This probably came up on yesterday's agenda.
Yeah.
They adjourned.
And it never
if he wrote the letter, it had to have been last night or today.
Yeah.
So, in effect, it really hasn't gone before the board.
The earliest it could,
I can predict what's going to happen.
Well, the earliest it can go to the board.
Having attended the meeting yesterday.
Yeah. It would be the 23rd. We'll
they're going to have to
What are you going to do? And that's why I tried to get Rick to tell you what happened. Because they're going to cancel the contract and he's going to rebid without the $10,000.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, hopefully a lot of the other deficiencies in the contract can be dealt with.
Right.
Because the contract is silent on more items than it actually talks to. And part of our problem of trying to administer it is the silent areas of who's
responsible for what.
Responsible for what and when, and what the remedies are when those responsibilities are not met.
It sounds like Public Works had as much input in this whole process as this committee.
Well, we may now, since no one who is currently here was working for the county at the time it was negotiated.
Yeah,
we were handed a signed contract with, you did what? And so having it canceled and a chance to revisit the terms of it may actually make a far better contract for everyone involved.
Well, you were here, Joe. Was
yes.
it basically Steve Dalen that negotiated this contract?
That's right. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, Dana.
It was Dana, yeah.
Primarily.
Yeah.
Dana?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Benson.
And Rick Benson.
Yes, and Rick Benson.
Okay.
Now, I have to say, if that's what he's doing, that is the most insincere, disingenuous presentation I've ever seen. And I could say more about that, but I won't. And it fits right into a pattern where I was told by his sidekick, Jim Allen, when we were going through the proposals and all that, Jim Allen said that Rick runs this ambulance business as a service to the community. He doesn't make any money. And I'm going, are you kidding me? No, you just burn up all the money. You pay yourself, you use every cent, you don't make any money. That's what's going on here.
I hear you, Tim, and I think really, though, and then I hear what you're saying. I think we probably should give time here and see what really is going to happen instead of speculating, because that's where we've probably gotten in trouble many times, is assuming and speculating
that
what's going to happen.
That part is none of our business anyway. That whatever he makes or doesn't make, that's
correct.
None of our business.
Yeah, I don't want to see the IRS forms. I just a budget that's successful. Yeah.
Here's none the thing, though. Based on his presentation today, we as a committee should not stop and wait to see what happens.
We need
to go forward with finding a solution to replace them.
I think one of the first steps needs to be that each of us contact our supervisor and talk to them about it. And at least just to find out what they feel about it. Obviously, the gentleman, the supervisor here, knew about it. And, see what they have to say about it.
Actually, this is the first time I even seen it when I walked in.
Yeah, that makes all of us.
It was a lot of
ooh, when they handed this to us, I thought, is
but
this a joke?
But give you an idea, if we have to go out and rebid and look for another contractor or a company, it's going to take us roughly 2 months to go through the process. Yeah, I'm saying that's real quick. Exactly. Of going through the process of going to the board, asking to do it, then getting it out and getting bids back in, and then going back to the board and awarding it. It's a 2 to 3 month process.
It took a year at the last year.
Yeah.
That's probably a good guess.
Well, that's why you hold their feet to the fire for the six-month window.
Well, that's true. And I'm kind of backing up what you're saying is there's no better time than really to start considering what you need to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're going down a path of making a decision, but you just need to consider plan B.
Right.
You
have to be prepared.
You know, it's interesting. They were delinquent on that $10,000 last year.
Yes, they were, yeah.
So why, I think what triggered all of the upheaval was that Rick was not aware of the possessory tax. And it's not in the lease. Yeah, it is not defined in the
lease. It's silent.
And so when, and I'm not sure, but I think the auditor caught this. That's what I was sort of feeling, you know, when Bill came over yesterday.
It's been floating around for 3 or 4 months.
But he said you'll have, the fact that this $10,000 is owed to the county, you'll have to be creative if you're going to forgive it.
Right.
Because it's owed to the county.
Well, basically it was in our budget for the last fiscal year. It was considered not to be into the budget coming for 13-14. So it didn't make any change. I mean, it was basically, it was supposed to be there. And then we were looking at it possibly not being there next year. So, but yeah, it had impacts to the budgets. And that was the only revenue that comes in.
Maybe talking about the new budget triggered it. Something
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Something triggered it.
Well, it appears there's maybe only two outcomes here. There's another, an RFP goes out, and there's another FBO chosen, or the county runs the airport. Those are the only two possible solutions, I think.
I'm afraid there's one other one.
Yeah.
And
that's
the one none of us want to talk about.
Yeah,
and it's real, and I think it's on the table.
To close the airport?
They either get it under control where it's at break-even, or near, or it's going to cease to exist if somebody else can't come in and figure out how to make it profitable. That's just staffing the terminal
because the airport has to remain open as an airport.
Yeah, we can't close.
Right, we're just talking about
for 20 years.
Maybe. There's a penalty, but
you have to pay back all the money you've gotten from the FAA.
But when? You know, we have to look at it. The possibility is real.
Well, we have now. We have some other things to talk to the FAA about now on the 23rd.
and regarding his point about you can't build hangars, you build to suit. You know what I mean?
In this environment,
you get a company that can recruit commercial businesses, and they build to suit.
Yeah, if you could get someone in who could use the location, who wanted to be here.
Right.
Yes, they could probably be induced to build their own hangar.
Yeah, give them a deal somehow, you know, whatever the county is able to do.
You know, the runway is a little short. It's not the perfect location for commercial use. You've got some uphill issues that when we as a group start talking about profitability, these are really the issues we've got to talk about. You know, how to lower the costs of operations, lower the fixed costs. When you are looking at a $7,000 a year fixed cost to keep one radio operating and you have no income, something has to give. Those are the stuff I think we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, this will be on the agenda for next time.
Yeah.
I hope people can do some thinking and maybe a little research and be a little prepared for next meeting.
So I'd like to ask everybody here, literally everyone, I think, with the exception of Glenn and Rob, have commented, and I would like to know what the chairperson's thoughts are on this, if he's willing to say anything.
Well, I was under the impression that this was this RFP was given not as a charity, but as a profit-making, and I've asked Jesse many times, when are you going to be profitable? And he said, soon. And the last time I asked him about this, he said, well, later on in 2013. So it came as very much a surprise to me that first of all, their projections show that it'll never be profitable. And second of all, that they don't have any business plan where the county's policy on commercial and business use of the airport requires one. And they showed no... they seemed to accept continued losses without a lot of worry until tonight. But it was a shock to me that they were a charity and they had no business plan.
I think they probably thought that yesterday they were probably going to go through the board and be approved. And it didn't happen.
Well, it wasn't because of us, that's for sure.
No. I don't think anybody's claiming that.
But he probably felt like it was a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, I'm sure he felt like he had been stabbed in the back by the same county board that was supposedly backing him.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's so amazing? He's the one that didn't pay the $10,000. Why should he be angry at us?
You have a good point.
I offered to work here for nothing again. Yeah. When he said they were losing so much money, I was talking to him and Sharon both. I said, I'll come here and work a couple of days a week. You don't have to pay me. I'm volunteering.
I offered to help him write a business plan also.
From what he said, it's like we just were against him or something, and that's not the... That's not it at all.
Yeah, I think it's a point of view, how you're looking at it, what side you're on, how you're looking at it, because I'm sure that they probably felt that they were doing whatever they could to keep things going. And the operation, I could see them. I think they were doing great, but I didn't see them trying to go above and beyond. I thought they were just trying to keep the thing going.
Yeah.
Just keeping it going.
Because they would have... That's weird. I would have... Yeah. 2 days a week, that's 2 days a week they wouldn't have had to pay somebody.
Yeah.
That adds up.
I think we were hoping for the profit motive to kick in and have them do some creative things.
Well, I figured
thing.
If I yeah. did yeah. 2 days a week some until it did kick in.
Red meat capitalism here.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way.
I'm sure the economy during the point of what we're talking now from, you know, from an 04, 05 to 10. I mean, the economy did not help this airport to all of a sudden start making money. You know, it's everybody suffered.
Yeah.
And I wonder about general aviation, the future of general aviation with, you know, basically a shrinkage in our overall economy. I mean, it costs money to fly airplanes. And
look around at the world.
I'm not an AOP rep, you know, for the airport.
Tim?
I follow that stuff all the time, and it's declining.
Yeah.
It's declining. Young
it's
pilots
expensive.
Aren't coming in as fast.
Yeah.
But George had an excellent point, and for me to be rated on this, he knows, Rod knows, I put in as much time volunteering at this airport as anybody. We do these. We used to do 3 events a year. Now we're down to 1 because people complain they didn't want to work so much, and now they don't even. Those complainers aren't even here tonight.
People don't want to work with you, Tim.
No.
Anyway, no, he's not that bad.
Finish my topic.
That's why I didn't want to
then
help.
He's not that bad.
I've never even talked to you.
I don't like the way you talk to Jesse.
Okay.
Well,
anyway,
you just got to learn how to deal with Tim. He's really knowledgeable.
I don't really
is.
I don't need to.
Anyway, George's point was the more events we do, pancake breakfast to bring people in, make it more of a happening spot. And everybody could do that, and I could stay in my hangar if you want. But that's the way to make the airport grow, is make it more active, and many of us have done that. You know, we're doing this glider thing on Saturdays, brings people in. So
yeah,
might be interested
I
in
watch
that.
From my dad.
Motor glider.
Very cool.
So that's what we need to do to grow the airport. And like I said, nobody's going to make money unless they work here. There's not going to be excess to send somewhere else. Unless you can find a miracle, it doesn't happen. It's a small business that requires active participation. And so far, the 2 managers of KMPI have not helped at any of our events. I mean, they can take out the trash and clean up and break their backs like we do carrying sandbags, but they don't. They never have, either prior to management or during.
Is that it would be a wake-up call right there, because if you don't have the 2 groups
working
together, hello, something's wrong, and you can go back and say, yeah, something was wrong back then, but here we're here now. So keep your eyes, ears open when we get into the same thing, mm-hmm. hopefully never again.
Well, it's kind of a shame. They participated more than they've ever done this year. We finally got them to get a booth and have an instructor. And
yeah, Sharon was here. Yeah,
like
in
I said,
office,
you know, the intention was they were going to fly the airplane, but then the airplane was broken the day of the event. I don't know if that was mm-hmm. planned or not. But Sharon has always been, you know, very, very nice and cooperative, at least with me
she was airfare here. People. She ran this whole area.
And we simply bypassed the obstacles, you know, whether it's Jesse or Rick or whoever. We go to the people that want to do it. Mm-hmm. But they're constrained too. I mean, you know, Steve has to work that day and Sharon can be in a booth, but she doesn't know a lot about pilot issues or whatever. You right. know, it's you do the best you can. And the problem was
communication.
The guys that aren't here, or one's here but was not at the other meetings, and he's just here to make an announcement, he's leaving, and then Jesse not being here most of the time, those are the guys that control the money and all the input that we have here and interact with on a monthly and daily and weekly basis, they're not aware of, I don't think. No. And all they had to do was see that we're here to help them. And if he wants to take his ball and go home, that's fine with me. Let's find somebody that wants to play ball. That's the way I look at it.
We need to find a good ball player.
Exactly. And somebody that understands business.
Well, you know, maybe this is like a wake-up. Well, you know, him hearing all the comments and stuff, maybe he'll go home and rethink what was said.
I would like to see him have another chance.
And I mean, it's now he knows we all want to work together. Maybe he didn't know that before.
Hopefully he knows it. I mean, you know, sometimes,
I don't think he was listening.
No.
Really?
Either he's the world's best poker player or his mind is made up.
Excuse me with the facts.
His mind is made up, I think.
Yeah.
When Jesse was not coming to the meetings, twice I personally phoned him, you know, and as one-on-one, requested that he overcome, you know, just put it aside and come to the meetings anyway. You know, that was early on, Tim, when you and he were having issues.
Tim,
and then
what's wrong with you sometimes?
It was just an excuse not to come.
And then later on, you know, I called him again because we had a meeting and there was some talk about not knowing what KMPI's point of view was. Peter was sitting here going, I don't have any idea what, you know. And I personally called Jesse again and said, you know, Jesse, it doesn't serve you well as a company for people to be putting words in your mouth because you're not here to say what you actually think.
Right.
You
That's
know?
True.
And still, you know, I mean, I don't know what we can do, you know.
Well, it could have worked better between the county and KMPI. We didn't need to have to be part of all of that, but the county and KMPI, I think, could have done better to communicate amongst themselves because they're dealing with the day-to-day operations and things that maybe don't need to come before us, you know,
right.
behind the scenes. But it sure would be great if they were here at our meetings. But there's another level of communications below us that could have helped.
Yep.
Thank you, Rob, because that's where I come from. You know, the county has a responsibility here that I feel they haven't filled. Certain amount.
And this is not hitting enough. I mean, I can't speak for Ruth, but I personally don't feel like that we're throwing that on you. But in general, the airport has sort of been the bastard stepchild, you know?
And I do not argue with you on that one. I mean, I can see where maybe it was and where we're trying to get to, and I know it's taken a little time, but I think we're trying to move where we're increasing that communications and trying to move ahead.
Yeah, I think that this is the best public works department we've had in a long time. And I know what your constraints are, and that's part of the problem. You have constraints.
It's and Pete, you know, he has 14 divisions, and it's a challenge at times. But like I say, we're hoping to get with FAA, and we're hoping to try to get a lot of these answers. And I think it's a pivotal point in this airport of where it's going to go and how you're going to operate it. So it's going to be interesting this fall. Let's put it this way. So,
Okay, I think I'd like to kind of wind up our meeting because we've...
Are we still having a meeting?
Tim.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not going to chase you away now, right?
I
still
was working.
Need your ideas. And I need that bottle rocket for the next fair we have here.
I'd like to finish soliciting agenda items for the next meeting. So far, I've had continuation of the future of the airport and a search for new FBO, airport profitability, and we will try to arrange a pilots meeting under our behalf here at the Airport Advisory Committee. Anything else?
You know, I'd propose that Public Works will bring to you a list of the steps necessary to start a capital improvement project again and to get the airport plan up to date so that any capital project can be started, and some idea of what environmental steps are required before we can even entertain any capital projects. Because what we found when we got in the middle of it was there were no environmental studies, there was no money for environmental studies, and yet they had to be completed before there could be any money spent on any projects. That is the crux of where it came to a screeching halt 2 years ago.
Okay, on our agenda.
Until we could get a consultant to tell us how,
right.
We really, truly did not know how to ask the question to get real answers. By next month, I expect to have real answers.
So the FAA meeting is on July 23rd, coming up soon.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, if there's no further business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I motion to adjourn.
Ruth, thank you.
I'll second that.
And George. And the meeting is adjourned at
7:20.
7:20, and our next meeting is August 14th.